We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Hey, yo, and I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's.
What's up, you guys? I'm Ray. I'm an alpha male. I'm from the North. I have an entourage, and I love to beer shotgun, baby. If you have a video of you shotgunning a beer, tweet it to us. Sore Losers Show. And I'm the only guy on the show that locks it up.
And don't forget the hashtag when you do that. Shotgun it. Hashtag sore loser shotgun.
Is it sore loser or sore losers shotgun? I think one S. Sore loser shotgun.
Huh?
Sore loser shotgun.
What is the name of our show?
Sore Losers, but that two S's makes it look weird.
I don't care.
Okay.
That way it's attached to our show. If it's Sore Loser, no one knows that that's part of the show.
Okay.
That's the reason I have it that way.
Okay, that's great then. We'll leave it that way.
All right. Let's play the game.
Would you rather?
Game on!
Would you rather be a great dancer or a great singer?
Ray?
I'm going to have to go with singing. You can make the most money. That's when you can travel. Man, you're going to have some number one songs. That's where you get money. You impress the ladies. There's so much career-wise and so much more money in singing than dancing. Dancing, the best dancers, what do? Dancing with the Stars? And that's seasonal. The rest of the year, you're sitting around on a beach in Australia doing nothing.
No, they tour with like bands like Britney Spears. And
I just feel like there's a lot of downtime. There's not even close to the amount of money. You're stacking cash when you sing. Dancing?
You ever been to Disney World? There are a bunch of dancers.
There's
at
some
World.
Great dancers. You don't want to know what they're doing? They're at the honky tonks. That's what they do. They just dance. They don't make any money. Singers are the ones that make the money. That's where you end up getting club appearances. That's where you end up building homes for your family that are called mansion, not just house. Next.
So, singer for you?
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I learned how to play guitar and sing for one reason and one reason only. Pick up the ladies. I was in high school, and man, every girl I went on a date with or whatever, you know, like, I would play a song that I spent hours learning and perfecting, and then I would play it, and I wouldn't even get to the song, boys, and we'd start making out. I mean, I couldn't even finish the song. It was just like, stop playing right now. I mean, I just don't think you get that with dancing. Like, with dancing, maybe, like, girls like to take a guy who can dance at a wedding or something, or, like, maybe it's kind of cool. But a guy can get away with not being a good dancer and going to the club and dancing with his girl. Girls are just like, whatever, he's trying to dance. I like it.
I love your input on that one, because you know what? As a bad dancer, if you got a hottie with you, you kind of look like a good dancer, even though you suck at dancing.
Right. And as long as you're having fun, they're like, I love that he's having fun. It's great. Dude, but if you were a good dancer, I think the girls would be like, get out of here with this good... You're a better dancer than I am. Get out of this dance floor. Give me singing.
Listen, guys. Britney Spears. What is she good at?
Dancing.
She's good at dancing. How rich is Britney Spears?
Rich.
Super really rich. There's called auto-tune for a reason. Because you don't have to be able to sing. You can still make a crap ton of money if you can dance.
Yeah.
So I want to know how to dance, and I will use auto-tune to the max and sell millions and millions of records. And you can come to my show in Las Vegas because I got a residency, and you can come see me. Oh, yeah, let me dance.
Hey, and Lunchbox, this is a good one for you because you can't sing worth a crap or dance worth a crap.
Well,
so these are two really good hypothetical
here's
questions
the thing.
For you.
I can dance.
Can you?
I can freak.
Like, what is that? Is that a type of dance?
Like when you grind on a chick.
Oh.
Yeah. I used to go to Level in college in San Antonio, and I would dance with chicks, and they would tell me, dang, you can really dance for a white guy.
Really? They would say
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Man, I've seen people on dance floors acting like they're doing it. Like, straight up, like,
yeah.
They might as well just take all their clothes off and just do it. That's how they look on the dance floor. Like, that is crazy.
That's how we got down at Level.
You
dude.
Would do that?
Oh, man, we were all, I mean, butt right in my lap, and I mean, we are getting after it. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
you know, how low can you go?
Why wouldn't you guys just leave and...
you got...
Like, why do that on the dance floor? I don't get it.
Because it's fun?
Okay. And you wouldn't get a little nervous that a little something was going to go down there?
Oh, maybe every once in a while, but what? I mean, who cares?
Who cares? You're on the dance floor dancing and you got to say something.
Well, you didn't say mean go down. You meant go up.
Yeah, he meant downstairs go up. Like, the elevator comes up.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. If you're dancing like that, boys, you're in trouble. Like, to clear off the dance floor, you got to get out of there, obviously, rearranging a little bit.
That's the other thing, too. Dancers, the way they dance up on girls and they get... How do they not...
That's a good question. Like, when you're dancing on Britney Spears, like, I've been to her show in Vegas, and some of the guys do dance on her. How do you not?
Britney grabs them by the face and acts like she's about to make out with them while they're grinding. That's instant.
To them, it's robotic. They don't even think that way. It's a job, that movement. Boom, boom, boom.
Stop. If you're an actor or an
That's another great example.
I've always wondered this, too. Like, you're making out with...
Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron, Jessica Alba, any of the hotties, Halle Berry. How does that not happen?
Just a make out. I'm not even talking about a sex scene. Like, just a make out session. It would be like, fast.
Cut
again. Whoa. Do you think they have to edit a lot of that?
Oh, coach, you know how much footage is ruined?
Because of the thing.
They're like, we don't do that here. You got to go down the street for that. That's XXX.
And then here's the deal. Like, the girls, they're not, like, worried about that. Like, they're just kind of like, well, this is work. Like, dude, be professional. Like, I'm not in love with you. I'm not feeling any emotion from this makeout.
No.
I'm an actress.
I don't think that's true. Because a lot of these people fall in love on movie sets. A lot of these actors and actresses, they end up cheating on their spouses because they get so close on the movie set.
Okay.
Or on a TV show. I mean, look at Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. He was married to Jennifer Aniston. They go do a couple movies, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and what do you know? So, yeah, that's a good question. Do we have any... We don't have any actors listening to this. Tom Hanks,
We might have an actor.
No, somebody tweet us and say, it was an extra. Okay, we're not talking about you.
I stood in the background and watched Matt LeBlanc make out with Courtney Cox. I mean, come on.
Yeah, like, can you imagine you're acting and you're making... Okay, guys, the director, here's scene 37. All right, Ray, this is where you make out with Courtney Cox. And action. Cut!
Whoa, a coffee make out.
Ray, this is the wide shot, man. We're going to see everything here. Let's cut. Let's give you... What do you need? 2 minutes? Go away. Get away from Courtney. Think about baseball.
And that's...
Take two.
How we play. Would you rather? Game on! And I would like to say that would you rather was a lot better than you thought, Eddie.
Because when
I said it,
yes.
When I asked the question, Eddie gave me this look like
here
oh
we
my
go
God,
again.
This is so stupid.
Hey, by the way, she doesn't know yet.
Oh.
New girl doesn't know yet.
New girl, she left her Twitter open, and so someone tweeted, listen, I'm tired of cheering for losers. So I am no longer going to cheer for Kentucky basketball. I am now all about Duke. Duke, Duke, Duke. And then a picture of Zion Williamson.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know yet.
Never leave your Twitter open.
But sports are so much better with Twitter. Like, I love the whole tweets that don't age well. Because the Phillies went to Washington last night. And Bryce Harper strikes out. And so the Nationals tweet a little video of it and say... Yo, Holmes, smell you later. Okay?
Okay.
But you get it?
Yeah.
What?
He's moved out to Philadelphia.
Born and raised. And then the playground. Okay.
So, he strikes out, I think, twice. And then later, he cranks a home run. Big old bat flip. And Philadelphia Phillies tweet out video of Harper hitting the home run and said, smell you later.
Yo, Holmes. Smell you later.
Like, I love it.
I think they also tweeted out, thank you, next. Little
yes,
Ariana
thank
Grande
you.
Reference.
Next.
Yes.
Like he broke up with them.
Exactly. Right. And they showed him going out to the outfield. Plus, I met someone else. We having better discussions. Like, I mean, it is just, like, that is so funny. I like that there's the fun between
yes.
teams. That's a good little trash talk, and it's enjoyable.
And when he hit the home run, there were a lot of Phillies fans there, or some of the Nationals fans were cheering. Bryce Harper, props, dude.
Because when he came to... bat came up the first time,
it was a loud boost for an outdoor baseball game.
Loud booze. And they were not weak booze. Sometimes it's like boo, and it's not really, they're not into it. They were into the booing in Washington last night.
When you do the bat flip, does that automatically mean you've just hit a homer?
You think you did.
Yeah.
Sometimes you bat flip and you hit it off the wall.
Was it yesterday or maybe the day before? Muncy.
For the Dodgers?
He freaking just slams one. Bat flip. It's not even close to the wall. They get him out and it's just like, oh, well, crap. But, dude, his bat flip was great. Like, whoop, got this crap.
Now, I think about after Bryce's bat flip. After that, because it was, did you see the bat flip?
Yes. That was.
Did you see Bryce's bat flip?
It was like the Phil Mickelson go after yourself bat,
ooh, he, bat flip. I mean, it spun probably three times before it hit the ground.
Yeah.
Okay? And so I think about, okay, today, do they hit him? Are you going to hit him?
No. Because, dude, this hitting stuff is serious.
No, I know, like, but like, they do it. Baseball, they do have those unwritten rules.
But like yesterday, this dude got hit, like to hit the bottom of the bat, and like literally, they were the announcers were saying like 2 inches and hit his wrist. Whatever, that's a 2 month injury for this person. 2 months out of the game just because you're pissed at his bat flip.
No. I don't think you hit him in the hand on that. You try to hit him in the arm or the back.
You try to, but I mean...
Well, they can control that ball.
Can they?
Yeah. Can they?
I mean, sometimes they throw so wild and you're just like, they're not supposed to do that.
Hold on. I got to sneeze.
Yeah, go ahead.
Woo! Thank you. I usually sneeze in threes.
Oh, bless you. Oh, bless you.
Wait for that third one.
Thank you.
Here it comes.
But usually... No, I'm good. I think I got two and okay. I'm good to go. They can control the ball where they're throwing it most of the time. Every once in a while it gets out of control. But yes, I just wonder after that bat flip, because it was that was in-your-face bat flip.
You like, think they hit him? They're playing again today?
Yeah, I think they are. I mean, woo! And he watched it. He watched that home run.
Yeah, they have to play again today. What do they do, one-game series?
Yeah, and so I wonder if they hit him today.
I don't think they do. Baseball's moved on. There was a time when it was, oh, this guy drills that guy. Oh, the coach was offended. He told the pitcher to throw at him. Now... There's penalties. You guys can get seriously hurt. The season just started, and when you hit somebody, you do put them on base, and they have a better chance of scoring a run, and that means you have a better chance of going behind in the game. So let's be real. Get them in another way. Like, win the game. That's how you truly get a team, by beating them.
Yeah, and...
Yeah, not by hitting him with a ball.
No, I just hit him. Oh, crap. I put him on first base.
Yeah.
And Harper can steal.
And if you get him, if you hit him, you're probably thrown out of the game. Usually, if you hit him on
purpose. The umps don't put up with any of that crap.
Right. And guys, you know who else doesn't put up with crap? The AAF. Because there ain't crap to put up with. It's
Dude,
over.
They folded.
Guys,
I never even got to watch a game.
Guys, the worst part is like the reason like it got so bad, they found out, was because. Some of these players didn't have flights home. They would play a road game, and everyone's like, sorry, man, we don't have flights for you back home. Well, and they'd be like, what? We have to find our way back home? They're stuck in Salt Lake?
So there wasn't enough flight seats for the people from Salt Lake City?
There was no money, dude, to buy them tickets. How sad is that?
I mean, it's awful, and a lot of people are upset, saying we were misled, saying, look, we had enough money to get through one season. But that Dundon guy, he pulled it, and they said he lost about $70 million. So
nice
I guess
investment. You should have put it on a craps wheel.
He didn't put all $250 million into it that he said he was going to. I guess he stopped and said, look, $70 million loss, I'm okay with that. So, it's
cool.
Over. So all these guys think they have a job. They're playing for $70,000, and they play whatever, how many games? 8 games. But Steve Spurrier said, so does that mean we're champions because we're 7-1?
Who's that?
The coach of the Orlando Apollos, okay. I believe.
I tweeted Johnny Manziel because he was playing for Memphis. Oh. And I said, hey, man, I don't know if you're still in Tennessee or if you left to L.A., but, hey, I live in Nashville. If you want to come by the crib, I got a couple White Claws on ice.
We can
more
shotgun.
Than welcome, my man.
Did he respond?
I got some likes on that one. People appreciated that. Yeah. I don't know. Is he still in Tennessee? Did he fly out already?
No, he was stuck in Salt Lake last I read. They couldn't fly
out.
Oh,
you know what we need to do? We should probably tweet him and offer him an internship with the Sore Loser Show.
Can we pay him?
No, but he's not making any money anyway.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
He's looking.
Neither could the AAF.
How how bad is it? It only lasted 8 games.
Dang, our show lasted longer than the AAF. A lot of things lasted longer than the AAF.
Yeah.
They didn't even have the championship. It's just over.
That's so stupid.
So,
they were only going to have a 10-game season.
Well, I understand that, but you have to start small, right?
I know, but why didn't they do a... All right, playoff start today, and just crown somebody and do a playoff system.
Because it costs money. They didn't have any money. See, what you're not understanding is
they ran out of money. There was no money left.
No, they pulled the money. He just said...
Dundon didn't
you
want...
You kind of just see where it's at. They're like, just pull the plug, guys, before it gets worse.
Like, let's just
Why waste more millions?
It's on life support. We might as well just go ahead and just end it. Like, I mean, just put it out of its misery.
We knew it was done when there were 10 people at the game.
Guys, we knew it was done when we first saw it. The first week we all watched. Like, we're just like, this is not good.
And there's some audio clips surfacing where they had players mic'd up. Like, Johnny Manziel was talking some serious crap.
About the league?
No, across the way. Like, he'd be playing the defense. He'd be like, oh, yeah, you're going to do that. Beep, beep. You're going to do that. Well, guess what? I'm going to come. Beep, beep, beep. Like, nice. They were talking some trash, dude.
Hey, if only they would have listened to us and did the alligators and the...
No, you need the players mic'd up. You need better highlights. Their highlight system wasn't good. And you need more fake fans. Pay for extras to sit in the stands.
No, right. They can't pay fans to sit in the stands when they can't even buy flights for the players to get back to their cities.
Correct.
How did that leak out that they couldn't afford for all the players?
That's how it came. That's how it happened.
Because one of the players tweeted, oh, hey, I play for the...
Stuck in Salt Lake.
I play for the San Diego Fleet. I'm not in San Diego. Nobody paid for my Fleet home. Come help. Send help.
Yes, somebody.
SOS.
Starting GoFundMe. Hey, man, I'm part of the Orlando Apollos, whatever the heck they are. And we had a game in Memphis, and we can't get back. And we started GoFundMe. Do we have any fans?
Like, I mean, they're on the side of the road with their shoulder pads and helmet, like thumbs up, like need a ride back home.
What a crappy league. I'm glad it's gone.
Why are you glad?
It was a joke. I mean,
it may not have been up to your standards, but at least it gave these people jobs.
I know, true. But
more than jobs, it gave them second chances at their dreams.
Well, I'm not even talking just the players. I'm talking about people in the organization, the coaches, the guys that hold the yard down, the yardstick.
Well, that's a good point. You know, whenever you start a new job and you're just like, I'm pumped for this. Like, I left my old one. They promised me a bunch of stuff. And you last only 6 months. How long was it? 3 months? How long did they last?
About 2.5 months.
2.5 months, and then they got to tell you, sorry, like, you guys are done.
You're right. So there are.
Sorry.
I feel bad. A lot of the players, they're going to go be personal trainers. They're going to be gym teachers, active type jobs. They're going to be great at it. They were getting made fun. The league was the biggest joke on the planet. They had to know that. Please tell me these people had backup plans.
No, if you didn't have a backup plan.
You had to have a plan B if you were working for AAF.
No, your plan was you're chasing your dreams.
Yes,
exactly.
You don't
have
all in.
Do you have a backup plan if you get fired from here?
No, no, you don't.
What is it?
Yeah, I do. My girl, she got me a job. Go work and work on people's property.
No, we all have those kind of backup plans, but like. You know, like you don't have like
a,
I'm going.
That was a hell of a backup plan. My girl, she'll get me a job working on a property.
What's your backup plan? Get on a job site and look for a new job.
My girl will get me on a job on a property.
I'll ask my apartment complex see if they need help with maintenance.
I'll be the marshal down at the local country club.
Okay,
I mean,
stop.
Get out of here.
Good backup, Ray.
My girl knows. Her,
a person
that's very famous and has a huge property that has tons of stuff that needs to be done. Grass needs to be cut.
Okay.
It needs to be weeded.
Right.
Stuff needs to be sold
cleaned up. Okay, so you right now you're an audio producer for a nationally syndicated radio show. Make good money. So you're at a good level. But your backup plan is to go work on a property. Which is nothing wrong with that, but that's your backup plan.
Yeah. Maybe cut the grass or something.
And maybe cut the grass or something. I mean, we all have those kinds of backup plans.
You asked me if I had a backup plan.
I'm not too good to work at Walmart. Like, I have that backup plan.
I mean, I have no backup plan, but I'm sure I could find a job. There's a lot of places I go in saying, now hiring. So
exactly.
I assume I could have a job, but I don't have a backup plan for this.
Like, hey, lunch. You can always go back to Dunkin'.
I can always go back to Dunkin'. I can go back to Sam's Club. I can go back to Walmart. I can go back to Costco. I can go back to Randall's. I mean, I got a lot of places I can go back. I can go back to UTSA if they need a really old orientation leader.
We're not too good for that, but that's not a backup plan, Coach. All
right.
That's a desperation plan.
I need money. I need a job now plan.
My girl. I mean, woo. Like, if you go into the career services at your university, so what is your backup plan if, you know, this doesn't work out? Well, I got my girl can get me on at a property that maybe needs some grass cut.
They're like, that's your plan? Okay.
Oh, man. And then another big story is the women's U.S. soccer team has been complaining about the pay
lawsuit.
Gap. A lawsuit against the U.S. Soccer Federation saying they don't get paid as much as the men.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah. Well, Luna Bar pledges to cover the $31,250 pay gap between every woman's player and the men's player that makes the World Cup team.
Wow.
Luna Bar is a protein bar?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the smartest thing Luna Bar has ever done.
I want a Luna Bar right now. I'm hungry.
Luna Bar is going to...
Macadamia nut Luna Bar.
In total, it's going to cost them $718,750 to get the pay gap the same for those women.
People pay more than that for like an advertising campaign.
Exactly. And everybody is going to be talking about Luna Bar, and so many people will go out and buy Luna Bars just to show their support.
Now, are Luna Bars all the same price or different prices?
I think they're all the same. Different flavors.
I wanted quality.
I do want... But, that's right. You don't want to have a pay gap between the chocolate chip and the chocolate caramel.
Look.
What?
I'm going to have to disagree with you on this.
What?
I feel like that is their goal, that this is like going to make them look like heroes.
It absolutely will.
But here's... You said something that stuck out. This they're going to have everyone talking about them. I don't see... this making a lot of news. One, because
it was on my Instagram feed.
Boom.
Well, no crap. Everything's on your Instagram feed. A dude that pumped gas all over
your aunt mowing.
A guy that
your
accidentally
aunt just planted a flower. It's on your Instagram.
On Instagram feed. But I don't see the entire nation or the world talking about Luna Bar paying the difference. Like, I just don't see that. I think it's a good effort on Luna Bar's part, but this may be a waste of money for them, because one, the eyes even on this news story isn't even a bit. There weren't a lot of eyes even on this lawsuit. I think I think it was a day or two of like people saying, "Come on, really?" Oh, and some people being, "This is not fair," and then it just died.
I wonder who is the head of Luna Bar, woman,
Senora Luna.
Bet it's a woman.
I don't know, but I think it's a good effort. I just don't think it's gonna really like stick the way they want it to.
Well, I think anything leading up to the World Cup. Like, it may not catch fire right now, but once the World Cup gets closer and closer and closer,
they'll all be eating Luna Bars.
And then they're going to be zoomed in on the Luna Bars.
The announcer talk about it so much.
Excuse me, we'll go live in a minute. I'm eating a Luna Bar. Okay.
This portion of the World Cup brought to you commercial free by Luna Bar.
Oh, let's replay that goal using the Luna Bar camera.
The Luna Bar lens, actually.
As you'll see, much better. That player didn't reach for a Gatorade. She reached for a Luna. Well, I hope she grabbed some water, too, because her mouth's probably dry.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to get that down, Jim. But yeah, so I find it interesting that they're willing to, like, that they, I mean, I understand what they're doing, but really, they have a different collective bargaining agreement. And once again, it comes down to revenue. Like, I don't know how hard it is for these women to understand that. I understand you want equal pay because the men earn $55,000 for making the World Cup team, and they're getting $31,000 less than that. Okay, I get it.
Wow. That's a lot.
But it's a lot, but that shows you the difference in revenue that they bring in. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you can throw me numbers and say the women bring in more revenue, yes, on a World Cup year, of course they're going to, because the World Cup is huge. But on a normal year, the guys' games make a lot more and get a lot more eyeballs.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's just fact.
It's just fact.
Yeah. Not proud of that. It's just fact.
Yes, that's why WNBA players don't get paid as much as NBA players, because no one goes to their games and no one watches them.
Yeah, and I mean, that's not saying guys are better than girls. It's just how it is. That's just the pay scales. More people are watching this instead of that.
Because
it's all determined by who watches what. People like watching guys play sports for some weird reason and
not
girls.
Like Big Bang Theory. Those people get $1 million an episode or something like that because a lot of people watch the Big Bang Theory.
But it's not fair. A lot of people like watching...
Mom.
Yeah. Oh, well, sorry. More people like Big Bang Theory.
Exactly. You watch Mom?
No, is it good?
My dad and mom love Mom, but my dad loves Big Bang Theory too. Hmm. But I've never really got into Big Bang
Magnum
Theory.
Magnum P.I. is really good.
Stop.
Okay.
With Jay Hernandez?
Yeah, really good. Season finale this week, guys. It might have aired last night, Tuesday. It's so good, though.
You know what is I just finished? is Lohan Beach Club.
I saw you ripping on her saying, what piece of trash.
Oh, it really was a pretty terrible show.
It had to have been. Lindsay Lohan is the main character as a boss, and that's really believable, guys, because she's real hands-on, and she probably was never there only for filming.
Probably only there for filming. She opened up a beach club in Mykonos, Greece.
Really relatable.
Mykonos. And so what she did is she brought in ambassadors from the U.S., like bartenders and VIP hosts from Vegas, L.A., Washington, D.C.
And all those people wanted to do was party.
And it showed them, and they were going to select people at the end of the season to continue on as ambassadors of the Lohan brand, but they couldn't keep everybody. So early in the season, this one girl freaking knocks this Gabby girl right in the face. And Lindsay Lohan comes in and goes, we can't have that. This is your last warning, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So then this guy, Kyle, on last night's episode, goes and attacks Brent. And Kyle gets home sent home immediately because of violence. And I'm like, no.
Oh, my gosh.
And then at the end, they give the girl that punched Gabby a ticket to continue on as an ambassador.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm like, how can you give her the ticket to be an ambassador after you fired Kyle for one little incident?
What an ambassador.
How are you still watching this? That would frustrate me so much.
Well, now I'm done with it. Oh, like, okay. The season's over. But I'm like, come on. And Lindsay Lohan, there was this guy, Brent. He's from Vegas. Oh, my God. He was so cocky and so annoying. He was really whatever. Lindsay Lohan wanted to have his babies.
Really?
I mean, he could do nothing wrong. And she would, Brent is so good. He's so, oh, Brent, cut it out. Brent, oh.
You know, Lindsay Lohan's mom is actually like a really big businesswoman, and she's really smart and really great. I learned that she was on Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother. Like, talk about, that's where Lindsay Lohan probably got a real amazing start. Sure. Her mom was all over it. Manager, she still does.
Yeah.
Yeah, her mom's a great
momagers.
Woman.
Yeah, I mean, they exist. Yeah. Like this is like a real thing, but like they use their children to make money.
Yeah,
which is
look
crazy.
At Mama June, Honey
Boo
Boo.
Same thing. Momagers. But back to the women's soccer team real quick. Don't you think that it's worse for Luna Bar to bail you out than actually win a case and like make something happen?
Well, they can't win a case. They can't go to court.
They have a collective
bargaining agreement. It's what they agreed to.
It's not going
to
be
a contract.
It won't ever be in history books if just Luna Bar like bailed you out.
But maybe they're just doing it for this 1 year. They're talking like the women want it for the future. So maybe they're suing for the future. But Luna Bar says, hey, we'll cover it this year. But my thing is, you agreed to it, or your past people agreed to it. You had a chance. You go to the bargaining table. And that's what you agree to. It's sort of like the NBA. You agreed that the college players have to go to college for 1 year and they can't go straight to the NBA. So for NBA players to be upset about it, you agreed to that. NFL, you agreed to the salary cap. You agreed to the franchise player.
No, I understand, but it's like if you were like, you tell your parents, like, I am going to get a job and I want a raise, and you go to your boss and they're like, sorry, you're not getting a raise. You're just not worth a raise. And then your dad says, son, I think you're worth a raise. Here's your raise. And you're like, thanks, dad, but I really was trying to get it from my boss. Like, that means I'm a good worker and he pays me. Like, you know what I mean? Luna Bar is like your dad.
Interesting
just saying,
point. Very interesting.
It's just weird. I wouldn't want someone to give me the money, like, especially to get the attention. You're a product, obviously. Like,
no, but they're not doing it to get the attention, quote unquote. Well, I understand.
They are. I know that they're acting like they're not, but they really are.
Yeah.
And I just that would just make me feel weird if I took that money.
I'd still take it.
Well, yeah.
Like, if someone listening to this show, even though we don't,
okay,
you know,
coach.
If one of the 355 people that listen to this show wanted to give me $10,000 for doing a good job on this show, I wouldn't feel weird about it, because I sure as heck don't make it for doing this show.
But you're not trying to do something. Like if you were trying to win best podcast award in the podcast award ceremony or whatever, and you don't get it, they're like, we just don't think you're good enough. But then your mom's like, I think you're good enough. Here's a trophy, son.
I kind of see that.
Here's a trophy. Here's also a cupcake with a candle. Now blow it out.
Right.
And that's where the women are at. That once their collective bargaining agreement is up or whatever, I mean, they'll have to renegotiate. Sort of like baseball. The collective bargaining agreement in baseball is going to change, because what is going on right now is just so interesting in baseball. Yesterday, Ronald Acuña Jr., signed, he's only 20 years old. He's not eligible for free agency until 2024, okay? And so they signed him to a 10-year, $100 million deal, or 8-year, $100 million deal with a couple club options. So they say he is, like, as good as Mike Trout. Like, he is going to be a superstar and could have signed a $300 million contract.
Does he live in another country right now?
No, he plays for the Braves.
Okay. But is he American?
No.
Okay.
And so he signed for like $100,000, and he was only going to make like $500,000 this year, and $500,000, you know, maybe $600,000 next year, until he got to arbitration, because of the collective bargaining agreement. They own your rights for so many years. Like, 2024 would be the first time he's eligible for free agency, and he made his major league debut last year. So it's a long process. So he sacrificed waiting that long and being scared of getting injured. And this is happening a lot. Like, Mike Trout signed before he reached free agency.
I don't understand what this embargo thing is. I don't know what it is.
The collective bargaining agreement? What I'm saying is...
What is that?
It's what they... The rules about contracts and how long they're... You know, their service rules, like how long they can sign you for, how long...
For every player. For any player entering the major league.
Yes.
Major league.
Like, you're not eligible to be a free agent for, like, 6 years after you make your debut. And there's a certain amount of days played in the major leagues, so they... It's the details, I don't know all of them. But what I'm saying is people are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he signed for $100 million. He should have waited till 2024. He could have got $300 million. That's why it's going to change, because these players are nervous that they could get hurt. And the owners have all the power, because he is way more valuable than just $10 million, $11 million a year. But the owner could be like, you know what? You can wait till 2024 and I'll just pay you $500,000 a year till then. Or you can sign this 10-year, $100 million deal and you'll get $10 million a year way under your market value, but I have all the power. And it's going to change. And it's just interesting how baseball, all of a sudden, all these people are waiting, are signing before they become free agents, because they're like, man, I'm just going to take the money now.
Wow, Coach.
I mean, I'd never even thought of that.
That was a lot. Ever. Let me digest that.
It's a lot. It's a lot to understand, and I don't want to collective bargaining agreement. You're not going to know all the details, and I don't even know all the details and like the rules. Like that's why Chris Bryant for the Chicago Cubs, the third baseman. When he made his major league debut out of spring training, he should have been the everyday third baseman a few years ago. Instead, they left him in the minors for 18 days. Why? Because that means he couldn't become a free agent for another year after if he would have started the season, they would have lost a year of him having him under control, contract control. So by keeping him in the minors 18 days, that's why I'm saying the collective bargaining agreement, the owners have all the power, and it's going to change in baseball. But right now the players are just like, man, I don't even want to wait till free agency. Just give me the money. I'll take under market value for the money. And it's a very interesting situation.
Dang, Coach. Hey, are we going to go over our nicknames?
Yeah.
We are going to go over our nicknames.
But I still don't understand how I don't understand.
Are you at the Luna Bar again?
I don't understand how these major league teams make money. Like, no one's at these games. Like, I know they have how many games a year? Like, crap ton of games.
162 games.
That's a lot
of
games.
Maybe some of them don't make money.
They all make money.
They do? I don't know. I watch like the Blue Jays when they play in that dome. Like, there's no one there.
Apparel, Coach. Apparel. All that stuff plays in.
Revenue sharing. And TV deals.
Boom.
Your local TV deal is where you make a crap ton of money.
Yep.
The Fox Sports Southwest of wherever they're at. A lot of them are signed with Major League Baseball. That's where they make their money. And the revenue sharing. I believe they all share revenue.
Merchandise. Those little mini bats.
Just telling you, when I watch the Blue Jays and there's a home run, no one's getting the ball. No one's even in those seats.
Ah! It's still there a week
later.
Usually
there's a one dude running across all the seats and getting to the ball.
You are right. You watch some of those games. There's no one there. But it's because of the local TV deal. That's how they make their money usually. All right. So, yes. And before we go with our nicknames.
Yeah.
I sat down last night, and it's a lot harder to come up with nicknames than you realize.
It's really hard.
Oh, I came up with some good ones.
Okay, I hope you did, because I came up with crap. Nothing. Like,
well, there were different ways of doing it. Like, you could play off their actual name.
That's what I tried to do. Like, but you don't even have to do that, because then I saw one on Twitter like reminding us, like, Andres Galarraga was the big cat.
Big cat.
And I'm like, that's a great one.
Yeah, well,
I forgot about that
and
one.
And a lot of these guys, they have inside stories. Like, one time he brought in, like, a fried chicken and whatever and, like, rubbed it all over his body before a game, so we call him Fried Chicken. Like, they have these inside jokes, but we don't have those.
Here's the thing. The people that need to develop these nicknames and start a huge mushroom effect throughout the country is the local people that see these players play every day on a regular basis. You see tendencies. You see weird quirks. Yeah. That's where you create the nicknames. It's just like your buddies at school. Who do you create nicknames for? People you're around all the time. So you people that are watching these damn baseball games, all these NBA regular season games, you probably have nicknames for these players, and they need to mushroom in popularity. Mm-hmm. But it's your job to come up with these, see these nicknames. There we go. Everybody with your nicknames.
All right, what do you got, Eddie?
All right, here we go. You guys can laugh at mine. Some of them I think you're really going to embrace.
Do you have that music that we used?
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The Bulls music? Na, na, you got that?
Probably not.
Yeah, so we can do some announcements. I want to announce these names as if the announcer is doing their...
What is this one?
Okay, that's good. All right, that's
what
good.
Do you got?
You want me to start?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, outfielder for the Angels, Mike Rainbow Trout.
Okay, okay. I had fishing trout.
Okay, that's not
that's
bad.
That's what I'm saying. It was terrible. Like, I was sitting there going, mine sucked.
But I'm like rainbow trout, speckled trout. There's
that's
different
funny.
Kind of, but
that's
rainbow
funny.
Would be good. All right, lunch.
No, that was my, go ahead. I like your, okay. I had fishing trout.
You want me to keep going?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Pittsburgh Steelers Stadium. Oh. Wait, is he still a Steeler? No, he's not. Where did he go?
Who?
Le'Veon.
He's a Jet.
Yes. Good welcome God. To New
Met
Jersey.
MetLife Stadium.
MetLife Stadium. Here he is, your starting running back, Le'Veon Holdout Bell.
But nobody's going to call him Holdout. But I do like the Holdout. Like, Holdout's a cool word.
Right?
But hey, Holdout.
Holdout.
I like Holdout, but nobody's going to call him that.
Le'Veon.
Holdout Bell. I was thinking
Man,
Ringing
I wish he went
Bell.
To the Eagles because we call him Liberty Bell.
That's what I'm talking about.
See, Le'Veon.
Okay, so we'll scratch out Holdout. All right, my bad. All right, you ready for this one?
Hit me. How many you got? 50?
Thank you for coming to the Masters, everyone.
Okay, you got a
now
golfer.
Now on the tee box.
This one needs no music.
From Florida. Tiger Morning Woods.
Okay. Hey, what is his nickname?
Morning.
Does he doesn't have a nickname?
Tiger is his nickname.
Tiger.
Eldrick is his real name.
No. No, his real name's Tiger.
Or is his middle name Eldrick?
Something like that. His birth name is Tiger.
So we call him by his nickname?
Yeah, so that doesn't work. Morning is the new one.
Yeah.
Right?
Morning Woods. No, you're an idiot. His name is right. Eldrick Taunt Woods. Tiger is his nickname.
Oh, really?
Thank you.
Okay.
I was like, am right, I crazy?
I have some more, but I'm going to skip to my best one.
No,
this my last
what do you got? What do you got? This is good.
You want more?
Yeah, because mine are, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You did a lot better than I did
Hit
already.
It, Ray.
All right.
Welcome to Gillette Stadium, everybody. Here's your starting quarterback of the day, Tom Shady Brady!
Hey!
Yeah, yeah. All right, here we go. This is more, this is getting ready for next year. We have time, but we need to use it for next year in the NBA.
Okay.
Don't know who he's going to play for yet.
Shady McCoy already has that nickname, would go.
Okay. Kevin. Put your hands together for Iron Lion Zion Williamson.
Who came up with Iron Lion?
It's a Bob Marley song. Iron like a lion.
I mean,
in Zion.
That's something that could stick.
That's what I'm talking about. Iron Lion Zion.
No, you could just call him the Iron Lion.
Well, yeah, I know, but Zion's his name. So
yeah,
like,
yeah. I'm just saying, like, instead of saying
Iron Lion.
Oh, Iron Zion from three. No, that's a hard one.
Iron Lion.
Iron Lion from three.
Zion.
No, you don't have to say Zion.
Okay.
I'm
okay.
saying it's sort of like Black Mamba. You don't have to say Kobe. Black
You're
Mamba
right.
Kobe.
You're
Kobe.
Right.
You the big fundamental. You don't have to say big fundamental Tim Duncan.
So Iron Lion.
The Iron Lion. That's really kind of good.
All right. That's all
wow.
I got.
What do you got, Ray?
All right, this is my only really good one that I'm very, very confident in. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Welcome to Toronto. Great place to play basketball. Our star and our height. Our star and our heart and soul. Kawhi, the silent assassin, Leonard.
I think that might be his name already.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Silent Assassin.
Oh, is that actually his name? Because he is really quiet.
That's just the perfect one for him. He never does interviews. He never talks in the media.
Let's I thought see. You were going to like Kawhi.
All right, I got Russell
Kawhi.
Westbrook. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, on YouTube, the Silent Assassin mix. Silent Assassin. Kawhi Leonard, Silent Assassin.
But nobody calls him that. The announcers need to start calling him that.
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard is the epitome of a silent assassin.
All right, Ray, go.
It's okay.
Okay, I mean, he is silent.
People
He's quiet, yeah.
I mean, my buddy at Beer Pong, we call him the silent assassin. Like, other people are called silent assassins.
South Beach?
All right, welcome to Oklahoma City. Russell, the mighty rodent, Westbrook.
You know, hey.
No one would ever say that.
You know who Mighty Mouse was?
I couldn't call him Mighty Mouse.
Damon Stoudamire.
Okay.
That was a great one.
Oh, yeah? I knew I couldn't go Mighty Mouse because I knew somebody else was calling.
Man,
that.
See, that's the. It's so hard. Like, I was sitting there watching. I was watching a little bit of the Phillies game going.
Rodent.
How do you come up with a nickname? Like, Max Scherzer? I was like, how do I come up with a nickname for him?
Well, he's
Mad
got two,
Max?
He's got
Mad
two different color eyes. It's kind of cool.
Ooh,
like,
Mad
be
Max.
Like, Mad Max is perfect.
Mad Max is perfect. Like, that the announcer should be like, Mad Max in the mound.
Doesn't he have like
what
one?
Is Clayton
he has one.
Doesn't he have one brown eye and
what
one
is Clayton
blue
Kershaw
eye?
Called? Tell me he has a nickname.
He, isn't he like something like Slinger or something? Like
Gunslinger.
Something like that. I
call him Gunslinger.
No, like, that's what you call a quarterback, guys.
Oh. You're
that's
telling me Clayton are. Kershaw, one of the most amazing pitchers in the game right now, has no nickname?
And one of these guys needs to just, he just needs to be mother whatever.
Stop.
Like Clayton, Mother, and Kershaw.
Stop.
You know what I mean?
Stop.
I'm just saying, like one.
Like, cause you can't say that.
But somebody
you
needs to be that.
You can't say
one.
That on the. I mean, that's a terrible nickname because you can't use it. Like what?
Clayton,
someone...
Mother, Kershaw.
Zion has to have a nickname.
Iron Lion.
He's going to be one of the biggest basketball
Iron
players.
Lion.
Iron Lion.
Yeah. I really like that.
I really like it too.
That's pretty good.
They would never call him Zion Williamson anymore. His name would then be the Iron Lion.
Yeah.
Is that what Zion stands for?
I don't know. There's like the line. No, in Rastafarian, there's
Jesus.
Well, this is a Bob Marley
Continue.
Song. So in the Rastafarian like religion, there's a lion, and it says it's like Iron Lion from Zion. Like
okay, Iron Lion is actually
Zion,
really good.
Zion is like biblically God's land. Like it's where God is from. Zion.
Wow. Do we have any more?
Lonzo, give me the damn ball.
Oh, I like that one.
Like, that's just a fun one that's funny
but,
as crap,
but
dude.
But shouldn't it
you
be give him?
But you can't. Or Lonzo passes the ball.
No,
I mean,
I like Lonzo give him the ball.
Big, how about
you
just big?
As a play-by-play, you can still say that. Oh, Lonzo, give him the ball. That's like a nickname you can roll with as a play-by-play guy.
I thought about that one, Coach. Lonzo, because there's something with ball.
Yeah.
For sure.
And he did file a lawsuit against the co-founder of the Big Baller brand that supposedly stole the more than $2 million.
Good. The problem with that, though, is if he doesn't have the money, there's nothing you can do.
We can go to prison.
Yeah, but you never get your money back.
Well, that's okay. He's going to make enough money.
I bet you get tax credits or something.
You get something.
If somebody jacks $2 million from your business.
Why does the government have to take?
Because the business folds. Maybe he gets something. The government helps you out. Government helps people.
Yeah. Maybe. So he filed a lawsuit in L.A. County Court. So hopefully he goes to jail or gets his money back. But
who? Give me the damn?
Yeah, give me the. No, he filed it against that dude. So
oh, okay.
Lonzo,
wait,
give me the damn
did?
Ball.
Give me the damn ball. Okay.
Yeah, give me the damn ball. That's good. Give me the damn ball.
Give me the damn ball.
Hey, a whole team has a nickname. Who dat? I mean,
yeah,
that's pretty cool.
The Saints, yeah.
Everybody else usually just goes with their team name as their nickname. The Broncos, the Saints, that's cool. They have a saying that, like, they're who dat?
Who
dat nation?
Drew Windy Breeze.
Oh,
Drew,
there's definitely something with
Drew Breeze.
Silent
Drew.
Breeze.
No,
comforting breeze, soft breeze,
wind tunnel,
sea breeze. There's something there.
Tornado.
Don't say hurricane.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you can't nickname him hurricane.
No.
No.
I didn't make the joke.
No.
It's not a joke.
No,
it's
but
not.
I did.
Cam Fig Newton.
Oh! I did see somebody. I like Fig Newton. I did see Fig someone Newton. Did something with Bryce Hair Flip Harper.
Yeah, but they're not going to call him that. He does hair flip.
And
a
then
lot.
Mahomes. There's got to be something.
Mo Money. Someone said that on their Mo Money Mahomes or No Look Mahomes.
What is it?
No Look.
No
Mahomes.
Look. I don't know. What is that?
Because he does that No Look.
Oh, okay.
Where he throws it.
Yeah.
But yeah, those. I mean, it's harder to come up with a nickname than I realized. So I want to apologize. We were going crazy.
Well, there we go. That's why America isn't that creative. There's not a lot of creative nicknames out there.
But we should. We should start working on it, guys. We should start working
Bring
on bringing the nicknames
the
back.
The Iron Lion is amazing.
Because the Iron Lion really is an amazing nickname. And we need to trademark it, and we need to start selling gear.
Our best.
Oh, my God. You're serious.
Dude, our best athletes get nicknames. LeBron, we gave him King.
King James.
Iron Lion needs a nickname.
When he's the next LeBron Jordan, so I mean, it makes sense to get all the merch done and like get it done now. Hey, do you know? We got to do this today.
What?
Copyright, trademark.
But Eddie,
but like we don't
we can't use Zion's
we can't
name.
Use
Why
him.
Not? It's just a name. It's just a word.
Hey, Zion.
We can't use his likeness.
So?
Hey, likeness.
We don't have to put his name. All we need to do is just the words.
What's that
and
phone
then,
call?
And here's what happens. When whoever signs him, they're like, all right, guys, let's make the merch. What? The sore losers own this trademark? No problem, guys. You guys can have it for a low price of
$100 million!
You know what I'm saying? Guys, yes. Think business.
Hey, Zion. So here's the deal. Apparently some guys in Nashville, three of them, they went ahead and created your nickname for you. So if you ever want to use this name, they created it. And you got to pay them $100 million. Cool. I don't want the nickname.
All right. He's like, I'll just go with.
And that's the story of the who could have been the Iron Lion.
Yeah. That went, he almost went with Iron Lion, but these idiots in Nashville wanted $100 million.
Here's the audio clip of them planning it out.
So we just called him the big dog. Okay. But that was Glenn Robinson. We can't. You can't be the big dog. That was Glenn Robinson. Come on.
Coach, you're so right. You'd just be like, well, I don't want to be called that anyway. Oh, okay.
Yeah, like Matt Ryan's Matty Ice.
I like that. That's a nickname.
But what does that have to do with anything?
It doesn't have to do with anything. That's the
ice
point of a nickname.
Water in his veins, I guess.
What is McGregor?
Conor McGregor.
This is Conor?
Conor.
Dude, McGregor. I do like his commercial with his whiskey. I've got 12 seconds to talk about this whiskey.
I haven't seen it.
And he looks at his watch. Any questions?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Have you tried it? Cool.
No.
It wasn't that good of a commercial.
I just don't drink whiskey.
Yeah.
That's a man's drink. I don't drink that stuff.
Who the hell drinks whiskey?
It's definitely not White Claw.
I went to this dude's house to watch the tournament games last weekend, and he was like, hey, man, you want some whiskey? I'm like, no. that's not what I do.
Hey, man, I got some motor oil in a bottle. You want to try it?
He wanted to drink whiskey out of a little glass with ice cubes in it. I'm like, dude, I know people do that, but that's not me.
Not our generation.
That's
dude.
Like Mad Men stuff. Like, yeah. Those are gangsters.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you see Macy Barber had hand surgery?
Yes.
She broke her hand.
She did.
In the fight.
And still won it.
First round, she broke her hand.
Was
and
it
she
the
still,
one we were at?
And she still went out and knocked her out in the second round.
Yeah.
So with a broke hand, that's craziness.
I know, but just so Macy knows, like, our bodies aren't destructible. Like, it's how easily you could really hurt yourself.
Indestructible.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you said our bodies aren't destructible. No, they would be destructible if she broke her hand.
Yeah, they are not indestructible.
There you go. And I want to talk about this one story. Tyler Wade is a AAA player for the Yankees, and he's in Pennsylvania, and they say, hey, you're called up to the big league club. Get here as fast as you can. So he's like, all right. So he jumps in an Uber from Pennsylvania to Yankee Stadium. And it costs like $180.
Sounds like what it costs on the weekend to get
back
to my
crib. And the Yankees picked up the tab for the 140-mile ride. He got there in the seventh inning of the game Monday, whatever. But here's my thing. If I'm the Uber driver, hell no, I am not driving you to New York City.
How much was it?
He got $183.
You can make more.
It's a 140-mile trip.
Okay, so...
So then he has to turn around and drive the 140 miles
that's
back.
That's horrible.
Well, in my car, it's about $45 to fill up. That'll get me about 150 miles on a highway.
But here's the point. He can do so many quick trips. That's where the money's at. It's not the long distance.
Right.
The Uber guy did him a favor.
That's what I'm saying. It's a great story. Oh, it's funny. The Yankees paid for it. I don't know if the Yankees tipped the guy $10,000 or anything. It doesn't say that in the story. But that's what I mean.
Yeah,
he lost money because the $183 there is great. You're driving back with no passengers, so you're really getting paid $183 for driving 280 miles.
And how long does that take? Yeah. Let's say it takes 5 hours. You can make you'll make more than that just doing short trips. I know. I do Uber. I got a buddy who does it too.
It makes
South
sense.
Beach?
No, dude, across the way. Billy. Slam does Lyft.
Billy.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
The guy that works here.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I hope the Yankees tipped him big because he has to drive 140 miles back with no passenger.
And those stories don't ever get old, huh? Like, when they talk about, like, this is a Billy Williams right here, his first pitch in the major leagues. He actually just showed up last night.
Yeah,
it's
pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
They do like talking about it, but God, it's so sad when you see Billy Williams and they talk him up like, yeah, this is his first pitch ever in the big leagues and we're so excited. And it's like, home run. And he's gone. We'll never see Billy Williams again.
Oh, if he's a pitcher?
Like, God, it's usually the pitcher.
It's exciting, though, that they get their cup of tea.
I know.
Their cup of coffee
damn,
is what they call it.
So
they call it a cup of coffee. You made it to the pinnacle. You made it to the major leagues. You got into a game. Now, did you stick? No. But you made it.
They made it.
And it sucks you gave up a home run or you struck out or you had the game-losing error, whatever. But some, it's a dream come true, and you have a big night like that Lakers guy last year. They call him up, and he has like 28 points, hitting threes left and right. Amazing.
But they look so stressed out, man. They
get yeah, because you've worked for this your whole life, and your big moment, like, this is it. Like, oh, my, you are going to be so hyped and amped and pressing.
They're not having any fun, though.
No, I think mean, they're having fun.
All you, I can't hear them. All you can do is see, but this is what I see. Oh, focus. Okay, fastball. Okay, I got this. Deep breath, deep breath. Shoot, this could be my last pitch ever. And then they pitch, and it's terrible. It's like, dude, this is too much stress for you. Like,
that's the thing with the pitcher. That stress plays a big part. You can't get stressed. You got to be chill.
Gosh, and the guys that go up and shoot free throws.
Dude, that's why Big Poppy say he would take a drink or stuff before he hit.
He would?
Yes.
Drink a what?
A shot. He'd do a shot and go hit.
He would do the Connor whiskey.
He would take an alcoholic.
Not that I know of.
I heard it in some interview. He said he'd take a shot before an at bat.
Like, your manager's cool with that?
Well, I mean, coach, there's been stuff happen since
that's
then.
Four shots a game.
Okay, coach.
I mean, by the eighth
inning. He said he would take a drink before an at bat, and it relaxes you. Okay. So, I mean, yeah.
All right.
And you don't want to cross that line because then it comes really tough. But, dude, one drink's probably perfect to play baseball.
I just feel bad for these dudes. I mean, they've been waiting for that one moment, and they just look like. Like, the tax collector just showed up, and they don't have the money. Like, that's the look they have on their face.
I'm gonna guess that Ray is not accurate.
What, did you Google it?
Well, I
figure when you're quiet and I hear...
Well, I'm just trying to... I'm just saying, I don't think a Major League Baseball player is taking a shot every time he goes up to the plate.
Not every time.
And I don't see a coach being like, oh, like, Poppy, take you up.
Yep. I don't think in Game 5 of the World Series... Game on the line, Poppy's like, man, this is a big moment. I better take a shot before I go hit.
Maybe not the biggest moments, but he would take a shot occasionally before an at-bat. He said it in some interview. Now that these retired guys come out with stuff and are more open, he said it. And it makes sense. Why do we drink on the golf course? To relax.
Hey,
but we're not professionals.
Hey, and when these guys are like in the dugout too, just chatting away, like there was a shot of like Clayton Kershaw and some other younger dude, like just... Like, the guy was talking Clayton's ear off, but Clayton wasn't ever responding. Like, you ever see those conversations go down? Like, what are they talking about? Because one dude's talking, and the other guy's not responding, and he just keeps nodding, yep, yep, yep. And if I try to predict, like, I wonder what that conversation is. Clayton Kershaw's like, dude, get this rookie out of my face. Like, I am so tired of this dude talking my ear off.
Let's be real, though. A lot of
what, the
dugouts?
Catchers? Or the
no, when they're in the dugout, no, they're not playing. It's an
okay, okay.
They're just in the dugout chilling with their jackets on.
A lot of them don't speak the same language, so there's that that's separated, dude. Like Yasiel Puig, he doesn't even know English. Nobody really even talks to the dude.
Well, I mean, other people that speak
right, yeah, his interpreter.
Yeah, or
like Ichiro. Did Ichiro ever learn English his whole time here?
I mean,
congrats, Ichiro had a great career. He retired.
Yeah, I've heard him speak.
He's
English.
A Hall of Famer. Don't know if he learned the English language that well.
I think they all speak a little English.
A little.
Not a lot, but
yeah. That's interesting. I don't know. I mean, you have a lot of downtime in baseball.
So much downtime.
Especially if you're a pitcher and you only pitch every 5 days. So you're in the dugout, so I don't know what they talk about, but I bet you there's some interesting conversations that go on.
And they're always just chewing on something.
You know the conversations you want to hear. The pitchers. They're doing in the dugout.
Doing like, nothing.
Yeah, the deep dugout, the relievers. They have 7 innings to do
bullpen.
Nothing. But yeah. No responsibilities for 7 innings. I mean, dude, they're talking about anything and everything.
And one more thing, shouldn't all the bullpens just be tucked away? Like, I just feel like it's dangerous to have them over there on like on first or third.
Oh,
that's
you
usually
mean
just at Wrigley.
Part of the no,
but
they
Wrigley remodeled. And they're not there on the anymore. They're not down the first baseline.
Yeah, they should probably be tucked away. You know, back like most stadiums.
If you're a bullpen pitcher, you like the new bullpens now. It's so much better for you. You used to just sit in the hot sun. Right there by the fans, and I mean, you just sat there all day.
Yeah.
At least now you're in the little AC.
Yeah.
And you got some protection from the sun, and you don't have to deal with the annoying fans.
Yeah.
I mean, because at Wrigley, I mean, you were literally, your back was against the wall, and the fans are sitting right there.
If the guys sat on the wall, sometimes people would steal their hats. There's videos of guys stealing the opposing pitcher's hats.
That was the one cool thing about the Astrodome back in the day. You, as a fan, could literally reach in the dugout and take a hat off the player. It was that the dugout roof was that
really?
Small, and it made it so much easier to get autographs as a kid and interact with the players. That was really cool. But now the dugouts are 8 feet wide. You can't reach over, and they don't want you to, and that's mm-hmm. probably smart. But all right, let's get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm gonna go home, take a nap.
Good one. So are we sticking with Iron Lion?
Dude,
that and Rainbow Trout were pretty good.
Rainbow Trout.
Why has nobody done anything with the trout thing?
Well, after listening to this podcast, they will.
I mean, why can't it be like Kevin Big Mouth Bass? He used to play in them.
That's just perfect.
Yeah, I know, but he played a long time ago.
It really comes down to the play-by-play announcers. They're watching these players every day. You're telling me they don't have nicknames? Cool, tweet them out so that everybody will know their
nicknames. Coco Crisp, is that his real name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if not, that's the best one.
But they...
Coco Crisp is
But
good.
It became like his name.
Yeah.
Like Tiger Woods, that's his now name. Jake Owen is not... Jake's not his name, is it?
What? Oh. Jake Owen?
Yeah.
It's his nickname. Covelli is his first name.
Jake?
Covelli Los Crisp.
Oh, okay. Coco's his nickname. It's perfect. Coco Crisp. Love it. All right, we'll get out of here.
Yes, I know that I love Nick. Like, my friend Forrest's dad, he used to pay me. Forrest had a younger brother, Robin, and he's, I don't know, 3-4 years younger than us.
Like Ventura.
Important for the story.
And, well, he would pay me to go announce their games at the Little League, and yeah. I would come up with nicknames for all the players. Man, it was so
They paid fun. You for that?
His dad did.
That's cool.
Because his dad thought I was good at it, and he was like, man, I think you should practice and do this. And I would come up, I'd get up next at the bat, Robin, I'm going to hit it to an island. Boom, and then he'd come up to bat.
I did that for my kids' little baseball last year. Like, so they brought a karaoke machine or whatever, and they're like, I got it. And I'm like, I still plugged in. I did all the announcing. Then I'd play music between the innings. And then one of the dads, like, I played, like, Flo Rida. Dun, 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 dun. And one of the dads, like, hey, play some music for the kids, will you? I was like, that's it. Off. Unplug. Like, you just kill the party, dude.
Thanks for having fun.
Blaming it on you.
That's what it's like being a parent with kids.
No, just parents. Some parents are so opinionated over dumb stuff.
Yeah, and Coco Crisp got his nickname from his sister, who teased him that he looked like one of the characters on the Coco Crispy cereal box when they were kids.
That's awesome.
Coco. There you go.
All right, thanks for listening. And new girl Christina found her tweet, and she replied, you all suck.
Good. Hopefully she leaves it up.
All right.
We're out.
Goodbye.